internet.
Greetings, humans.
Greetings, humus.
And I can see Radis is already quoting the Rolling Stone article. Hmm. Oh God!
I didn't even bother to read that. I have to confess, I didn't read it just because.
Don't worry. Most of my daughter's books have a lot more substance to them.
Neither did the person who wrote it.
Yeah, it's really just a picture book. And I bet you if you actually buy the Rolling Stones, there's a couple of those articles where you can scratch them and sniff them, and they smell like gun oil.
Hey, that might not be bad.
Smells like hoppies.
Hops, Bria, you may be a cougar, but you're not that old.
What?
It's always the old-timers that call it hoppies.
I just call it what Mike calls it, so he's old.
I always call it hoppies.
And Alan's old.
Alan's very old.
Hey.
They told you.
Yeah, Alan used to oil his guns with whale oil.
well played, young cub.
Oh, man.
I heard that old, like, if you had, like, a 70s, like, Volkswagen Beetle, a 60 or 70 Volkswagen Beetle, the transmission is actually oiled with whale oil.
That's not true.
No.
I didn't think it was, but you know what? I'm going to pretend you didn't say that's not true. I like living in a world where that's true.
Whale oil beef hooked. Say it fast. Whale oil beef hooked.
Whale oil. I can't even say whale oil.
Say it. Whale oil beef hooked.
Whale oil beef hooked.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of God, you don't get it?
You don't get it?
Will I be fucked?
Right, it's supposed to be, well,
ding!
It's supposed to make you sound like you have an Irish accent.
Oh!
If you say it fast.
Well, I can't say it fast.
I can't even say it.
20 minutes later, the train pulls into Clue Town.
I can't even say whale faster.
That's that southern accent.
Whale oil be fucked.
Be fucked.
Cocksucker motherfucker.
There you go. Close enough.
Awesome!
Was that Pac-Man?
Yeah. It was.
Oh, okay, cool. Mass debate.
No.
Boy,
are we all like 12 today?
Yes.
How about Elk Hunt?
Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt.
Hey, lady, is your refrigerator running?
Go to the supermarket. Go to the service desk and ask him, Paige, Mr. Hunt, first name Michael, but he goes by Mike, and see how many you can get to Paige Mike Hunt.
I don't think they do that anymore.
No.
I think it's all done by computers now.
Probably not, because there's too many Michael Hunts running around.
Everybody knows that one now. It's not
What I want to know is, like, why famous organist Richard Hyman decided to go by Dick. Same thing with Dick Butkus.
Dick Sweat.
Yeah.
If your last name was Sweat and your evil parents named you Richard,
wouldn't you
go by anything other than Dick?
Yes. I am
anything other than Dick.
Oh, wait. I refer
to myself as Shithead, because Shithead Sweat is better than Dick Sweat.
Rich Sweat isn't that much better.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I be here all the week.
Can we play some music?
Yeah.
There's people getting drunk out there.
Holy guacamole. It is Thursday, July 17th, 2014. This is episode 113.
Crazy.
Whoa. So many episodes.
So much squirrel.
So much squirrel.
Jay, I really love that video you posted on Facebook this week. The drunk squirrel.
The drunk squirrel was awesome.
It called on many levels.
Yeah.
We should put that one on the squirrel report.
On the web page. Yeah.
It's a
that way I get to see
I'm
it.
Not even sure it's a. It's a.
What?
Some kind of weird video. It's on a. It's on a face. It's a Facebook video, I guess.
Oh, I'm sure it exists on YouTube. What doesn't? Oh,
I'm sure it is. Just,
if you put drunk squirrel
Google drunk squirrel. Yeah, you'll find it.
And he was eating a fermented pumpkin.
Yeah.
Aww.
I gotta figure out how to ferment some pumpkins, man.
That would certainly make your pumpkin pie more interesting, wouldn't it?
Hell yeah.
You can make pumpkin kimchi.
Actually, I think the alcohol would bake out of it pretty quick.
Yeah, pumpkin kimchi.
Or it would light your oven on fire, which would also be pretty cool.
Whoosh.
For a very short period of time, and then you had to get the fire extinguisher.
Pumpkin pie flambé. So, anyway, our call-in topic, 214-530-0036. Rolling Stone did a just, it's
a paint-by-numbers article.
I wanted to say they let the junior high journalism intern do it, but I think they'd do a better job, honestly.
It was the graduate from Draw Tippy Turtle School of Journalism.
Yeah.
I have a theory about what's going on in journalism today, but you go ahead and explain the article, and I'll.
Well, the article that was like the headline was something like top five most dangerous guns or something like that, right?
Right.
Most dangerous guns in America.
Right. And it was like revolver, pistol.
Well, we recognize that some grenade launchers and shotguns have revolving cylinders. Like, huh?
Yeah.
Because, like, 99.999% of the American public doesn't know what you mean when you say a revolver, reference to a firearm.
All right, let's be honest. This person is mentally challenged, and like many mentally challenged people, they think that they are extremely smart, right. And so therefore that was his. Oh, look at how clever I can be, as I can mention that there are some grenade launchers with revolving cylinders and. And everyone will be like, oh, wow, this person really knows a lot about guns.
Yeah. So anyway, we thought it would be fun to come up with, you know, additional suggestions for Rolling Stone, you know, along the same lines. And I think it was Jay that suggested, you know, like top five dangerous oceans, top five dangerous continents. So what are your top five most dangerous things that Rolling Stone should consider next? I think this is a valid series. And
I've got mine.
They found a demographic. What's yours, Weird?
Top two most dangerous Menendez brothers.
I actually came up with something similar to that. I think it was top two most dangerous people.
It's men and
men
women.
And women. Yeah. So anyway, that's our call-in topic, 214-530-0036.
And you must point out in your article, while some men do wear skirts and pantyhose,
that's right,
they are still men, and they are dangerous and they may kill you. But what is more dangerous is women, because what's more dangerous than a woman scorned? Haha! I am clever. Wink, wink. This person got paid for this.
I didn't actually read the article, did they actually say Derringer?
Yes.
Really?
The number five was Derringer.
Was it short a joke? It's not a joke.
Abraham Lincoln. Has anybody been killed with a Derringer in the past 150 years?
Does anybody, shoot a Derringer except for just kind of like a, hey, I shot a Derringer kind of experiment?
As a general rule, once you shoot a Derringer, you go, you know what? I don't think I'm going to bother with this.
Yeah.
You know, I saw the headline, you know, top five most dangerous guns, and I thought, you know, finally somebody wanted, they picked up a Cobra and pulled the trigger.
Oh. Mm-mm. Those Cobras suck.
It's only dangerous to breed his finger.
Somebody bought a High Point and it, you know, it blew up on him or something. You know, I mean.
Well, can I just tell you my theory about journalism
Absolutely.
Right now, I've noticed a thing because I think more and more people are reading articles online instead of buying a magazine or reading in the newspaper or whatever. I think people are reading more of their news online. And I've noticed something where it's almost like they're writing articles that will get them linked to. It's like clickbait.
What happens next is amazing. No way.
Right, it's clickbait. And I think that journalists now, their job is to get as many clicks as possible.
Of course it is.
They write articles that are, oh, come on. If you read any, like, article on gun anything on the internet, the comment section fills up and everybody links to it, and it's, like, automatically gets a bunch of traffic. So I think that journalists now, like, especially this guy from Rolling Stone, who is, I don't know who this guy is, but probably his job is write an article that'll get a lot of clicks, a lot of traffic. So he goes and he says, what gets a lot of traffic on the news? Oh, guns. I'm going to write an article about guns. Doesn't matter what the fuck it is. And even if it's probably better that it's, you know, like a dumb article or an inaccurate article or whatever, because it'll get more traffic.
We have certainly seen that with the truth about guns.
Thank you.
Yep.
Right.
Well,
so I think that journalism now is not about actually reporting the news or doing important, you know, journalistic investigation, accurate stuff. I think it's just about get as much traffic as you can. And it doesn't matter what the fuck it's about.
It doesn't even have to be nefarious. I mean, look what happened to the blogs. It may not even be intentional. I mean, you start off with,
oh, it's intentional.
You know, I always use Say Uncle because it's a classic example. Is when Chance started blogging, he actually wrote articles.
No way.
Yeah,
why?
Way. He actually wrote like long and he, you know, he real, you know, people don't read. They like to click. And he realized, and it's like operant conditioning, you know. He got more traffic on the click links than he did on the long, thoughtful post. So, you know, his blog basically turned into a link piece.
Yeah, actually, it reminds me of another blogger. There's this guy, JG. He used to blog about guns.
Back when there was some truth about guns.
Oh! Now you talk about cars.
Yeah. So, you know, the bean counters, the people that look at the stats on these websites, they're looking at the kind of articles that get traffic and get links and get, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they go, well, you know.
Isn't that what I just said?
Yes, it's exactly what you just said. I mean,
okay, just, you know, to clarify.
But
okay.
It sounded better.
In fact, in the case of Jay, he is just adjusting his pile of money so it is most comfortable for his nightly sleep.
Well, and this, to go back to the whole death of the blogs thing, and I think part of the reason why this is because blogs like The Truth About Guns have started doing that model of blogging, where post any, you know, kind of fucked up thing about guns, and you'll get traffic. Because, you know, either people will come on to fight you about it, or people will come on to, you know, correct your inaccuracies or whatever. It doesn't matter because they're getting the hits. And so, if you go onto Google and Google gun blog, I'm sure he's one of the top gun blogs.
I bet he is the top.
And that's the reason, is because he just posts any sort of shit just so he gets the you know, the traffic. And I think that journalism now, they're doing the same thing.
Actually, he's the fifth one down.
Who's the first?
Firearm Blog.
Ah.
Who are actually pretty good people.
Yeah, and they actually write articles, and they're good articles.
Yeah.
And they're not constantly slaying sacred cows, which is another great way to generate traffic.
I like slaying sacred cows.
Yeah. I like sacred hamburgers because they taste
sacred steak.
It's sacrilegious.
Sacred brisket.
If I ever start a religion, the communion sacrament will be steak.
You know, steak
someone
wafer.
Someone needs to, and then invite me to it. Start a barbecue joint.
I will convert to the Church of Allen.
That's right. And it's not just a. It's not a little. You know, dime-sized piece of meat and a thimble of wine. It's, you know, it's a 12-ounce porterhouse or a nice 10-ounce New York strip.
With a 16-ounce pass blue ribbon?
No, it's 128 ounces of Ernest and Julio's finest.
Yeah, we'll have to have when the big cheeses get together? We'll have to have a conclave and you know, fight that piece of dogma out.
Hash it out.
Yeah.
I vote for a 40 ounce of Steel Reserve.
Heffernan for the Green Death.
Oh, they don't make it anymore, I don't think.
They don't?
No, I think they want
to. How else can college students get hammered on $3 worth of malt liquor?
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
That's a point.
Yeah, but and on top of that, they still make Steel Reserve, which has more alcohol and more headache.
More headache.
Yeah, but more, you know, when you're when you're in college, you really don't care about the future that much.
I remember buying cooking wine once, going, "Ah, oh, we've hit the jackpot!
Oh no,
look how cheap it is!
This stuff is like 17% alcohol, and it's like $2 for 750 milliliters. Ah, we're rich."
Oh Jesus.
Oh God, that was a mistake.
Boar Patch knows.
I remember laughing too because I'm like, oh look, and the lady behind the counter didn't even card me.
It's because they know.
Did you actually drink it?
One mouthful, yes. And I did. I remember now very, very clearly. I tried to mix it with Hawaiian punch.
Oh no!
Oh dear Lord!
Yeah. It only made it worse.
You'd have been better off buying cough syrup.
Oh Jesus!
Or hell, yeah. Mouthwash, Listerine.
Oh, what's that stuff that people always buy? The Mad Dog something.
Yeah, MD 2020.
Thunderbird.
Gross.
Oh. Yeah,
and it comes like all in flavors. There's all sorts of.
I drank an MD 2020 during one of the it might have been one of these shows.
It was I thought it was during a Vicious Circle. Maybe
it was either a Vicious Circle or one of these where I had an MD 2020 and I decided that that was not something worth revisiting.
I like the Mickey's with the bee on the cap.
They had a bunch of stuff. Didn't they have all sorts of like weird anagrams on them? I've never actually drank a Mickey's.
What was the B for?
I don't know. I just liked it.
Anyway, that call-in number, 214-530-0036.
Call in and talk to us.
I see a lot of people that are in the chat but not calling. And somebody promised to call in and sing.
Yeah.
Right.
Where is she?
She's not even in the
chat. She's not in the chat.
Bye, You can't trust them. You
gotta
watch them.
Mm. Promise they would sing, and what are they gonna sing?
Oh, who cares?
Okay, awesome.
I naturally assumed it would be the Pestering the Husband song.
That is a good song.
All right, let's. Brita, did you have a.
What?
Did you have a suggestion for Rolling Stone?
No.
Oh, okay. Jay?
I used all my immaterial, darn it. Well, I like you know the top five most dangerous automobiles, top five most dangerous cars on the road.
Yeah,
you know, vans, pickup trucks, yeah. Sedans, station wagons, hatchbacks.
Yeah,
Derringers.
Derringers.
And Derringers. Yes, honorable mention.
Spanner.
Hey, we got a caller.
Good.
Thank God.
That call-in number again.
This is area code something. I don't know.
Say hello.
Say hello. You're on the air.
I am?
Yes, you are.
This is New Jovian Thunderbolt.
Awesome.
I know that, dude. He kills zombies with shotguns.
Jay's an asshole.
Dio.
You said you wanted somebody to call in so they could sing?
Yes.
Oh.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Oh, no.
My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. No use waiting for a cold, dark night. And everything's a little better in the light of day.
Oh,
and
God.
We know that we'll be there anyway.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Working up an appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite, and the thought of your loving you is getting so excited.
You know what?
Fly, rocket in flight. Afternoon delight.
I just thought of a great idea for a new show.
Oh, God.
We'll do
karaoke score report?
Yeah, we'll do a karaoke show.
Oh, no.
Oh, that reminds me, your afternoon delight. That reminds me of this post that was the adorable slang terms for sexual intercourse through the ages.
I really
it does,
like the
It does not have rubbing
doodling.
Sticks and stones together.
No, it doesn't have that.
I think on the list was something like fadoodle.
Yes, fadoodle.
That was my favorite one.
From
fadoodle.
1611.
Brita, have you been known to fadoodle?
On occasion.
After the show breaks, is Mike going to get a solid fadoodle?
He's probably asleep.
I'm wondering.
That makes it better, Brita. I'm just saying. I've never had a point where the why is this person waking me up? Oh, I'm fucking. Has ever been like a son of a bitch, I'm fucking. What the hell? No, it's the oh.
I'm trying to sleep here.
Yeah.
I am officially fucking. I will take this.
Do you wake up in the morning and say, did I dream that?
Nope.
Oh, no. Okay.
No,
because
I'm
drunk enough.
I rarely dream to completion. I'm just saying.
Oh, I think I had a couple of favorite ones. Was Night Physic.
Physic.
Night Physic.
Physic. Hulk Magandi.
Everybody move.
Play it Couch Quail. And I didn't know that couch was in use as a. I'm not sure couch. I'm not sure they're referring to a piece of furniture in 1521.
I don't
knock
think so
the
either.
Bottom out of it.
Yeah.
That is not. That is. That's a modern.
Yeah. Horizontal.
Got a slice off of that loaf.
Horizontal refreshment from 1863.
That's charming.
1800. Have one's corn ground.
Oh, that's
I've
it's
not
straight
heard,
up filthy.
Yeah.
I don't like
there's
that.
One from 1910, getting one's ashes hauled. Now, I've heard that one before.
I've heard that,
kid.
But I didn't think that's what it was.
Get your ashes hauled.
I thought
hauling coal to Newcastle.
Yep. Pogue the Hone.
What?
1719.
That sounds
the
Irish.
The Hone.
That's Irish.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds Irish.
Pogue
the
Hone.
That's kiss the ass.
Ah.
Pressure testing the relief valve.
Done. Got my nuts drained.
T-Bolt, do you have a most dangerous list?
No.
No?
I called to see what Major Claudehill thought was the most dangerous.
Yeah,
he's not on this evening.
Major Claude Hill's not on.
I think it's number one, aliens the size of cities.
Aliens the size of cities?
Yes. Yeah. Number one alien, alien the size of, most dangerous aliens the size of cities.
The Lankies.
The Lankies.
Oh, the Lankies, yeah.
Not to be confused with the New York Yankees.
The New York Lankies?
The New York Lankies.
The New York Lankies.
Is Godzilla a alien? No.
No, he's a mutant.
Yeah.
He's a mutated gecko.
From the atomic bomb, right?
Yes. It's all our fault.
Because history shows again and again how nature points out the folly of man. Godzilla.
Godzilla.
The second most dangerous is Chuck Norris that you could see. The first most dangerous is the Chuck Norris you can't see.
Top five most dangerous Chuck Norrises.
Yeah, that's right. the beard, the cowboy boot,
the horrible seventies
dress which one was that? What was the? What it wasn't
Fist of Fury.
Was the where he fought Bruce Lee?
Enter the Dragon.
No, that wasn't Enter the Dragon.
I'm just
that's a 17th century sexual room.
Actually, it is.
Denny Star Pepper and the Great White Gibbon.
Country Joe and the Fish.
Ride a Dragon Upon St. George was from 1698.
Well, somebody chat.
Dragon where?
Tell me which one of the dragon kung fu movies was the one where Chuck Norris fought Bruce Lee. It was terrible. I got really excited when I got that from Netflix, and I went, wow, this is pretty bad. So I just fast-forwarded until I suddenly saw Chuck Norris and tremendous amounts of chest hair.
Oh, well, maybe nobody saw it.
Alan?
Yes?
Riding the Dragon's where?
Oh, it was...
Is that a sex act or a Chuck Norris movie?
Well, you know, you can take your pick. Ride a Dragon Upon St. George.
It's a Chuck Norris movie.
It's a term for sexual intercourse from 1698.
And it's in the butt. It's in the butt.
Join Giblets. 1680.
Turning butter on the Sabbath.
Haven't heard that one.
Doing one small load of laundry by hand.
Yeah.
Hawk slaughter out of season.
Oh no.
Oh, that line from Alien Nation. What did he say? He said your mother mates out of season. Such a good insult.
Burn. Hard burn.
Oh man, this show is going straight down the toilet.
I know. We had topics.
We have articles. Yeah.
We actually do, and they're pretty good.
I want to talk about the war on women because I knew that would get Brita all churned up.
Okay, which one do you want to? Which
want me to sing again to bring the ratings up?
Which can't
no.
hurt. Which one do you want to talk about first? The
we have ratings.
Yes, 5 stars.
We saw all the commercials.
We're only rated 5 stars on iTunes.
That's right. We have nothing below 5. And now, because of course, somebody's going to go give us a 1 just because.
I'll do it.
And there'll be a Nelson taunt.
Thanks for calling in, T-Bolt.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, T-Bolt.
Thanks for the serenade.
We can pick either one. I'm kind of partial to the. I don't know if you guys have seen this. I want to know from the Facebookers if this has made the roots, because I've seen it in the.
You mean every other human on the planet?
Yes. All right, I'm gonna go home now.
I don't.
But
which one?
The picture of Holly Fisher and the. And the terrorist woman.
Yes.
Going, can you tell the difference?
Yes.
Or what? Can you tell me what the difference is? Or there's a couple of different variations of it.
Yes, that has been all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of those things of I've read a few articles, and I've come up with two separate articles, one of which is a little bit more believable than the other on who that woman is. One was she's actually an Irish woman. That converted to Islam and is like she had a part in the Nairobi mall attack and all that stuff, and she's currently an international fugitive of justice. But actually more likely is she's a Palestinian woman who blew herself up at a checkpoint. And so, can you tell the difference? Yeah, I actually can. It's pretty easy. This person didn't kill anybody, and isn't all for killing people. But hey, it's a woman with a gun who has conservative viewpoints and stands for the United States Constitution. So it's a witch. Burn it.
Well, I had a problem with this thing because the liberals are the ones that are telling us all not to judge Muslims, right?
Yep.
who are we to judge them? So,
and I will point out that if this woman was, say, one of the people marching against the government of Iran or any of these other, you know, people that are fighting against, because I mean, it's not like people talk about, you know, there's a whole lot of talk of just the crap involved with Islam, and you know, they've got a pretty good foot to stand on it, but overall, it's all kind of the same book as everybody else's, really, in the end of it. And it's just these like weird, you know, offshoots, which most often, you know, tie into a high illiterate population and things like that, where things really start getting all explodey. And so there's a ton of people out there that are Muslim and are against all this, you know, strap explosives onto your body and blow people up, you know, shoot people up, kill people, do all this awful stuff, you know, fly planes into buildings. And those people, if they want to have guns, they should have guns, because that's not an easy place to be. And I got no problem with, you know, with a Muslim woman having a rifle for her protection. But the moment she's just going to be, oh, I'm going to kill me some Jews, well, I'm kind of losing faith on you there. But yeah, it really is. It really is definitely being all judgy and all straw manny, going, oh, see, look, it's a Muslim person. You know, those other people hate Muslims just as much as we hate conservatives and all that stuff. Nah, not really. Not as much.
I don't think so. Yeah, not as much. We have another caller. This is area code 501. Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
Greetings.
This is Chester Murphy.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Chester's calling in. The Road Gunner.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
How you doing?
Are you in the truck? Right, are you supposed to be?
He's
in
the truck.
Are you
Let him talk. We're here.
I'm at gunpoint and in the back of my truck, and I need Brita to come help me.
What?
I need Brita to come help me get out of this truck. I'm trapped in the sleeper under the bunk. I've got a chemical glow light that is cracked open.
Why me?
I can't feel my feet. because you're better looking than the rest of them.
Well, that is true. And I am.
That's a low bar, though.
What are you talking about? I'm a princess.
So I just called in. I barely have caught anything. What's going on with the show? I saw what, like, the call-in topic might be, like, top five things Rolling Stone list or whatever.
Right.
Yes.
Is that still okay? How about top five easiest airliners to shoot down with a surface-to-air missile?
Oh.
Apparently, like, the 777's not too maneuverable, I guess. I don't know. And Malaysia Airlines is, like, having a shitty year.
They really are.
Yeah, they're officially the Feng Hua of airlines.
Feng Hua Airlines.
Yeah, I'm not. Seriously, no good. So I just want to say hello. I happen to notice that the show is on right about now. I was awake. Couldn't really get a good signal on the phone to look at porn.com, so fuck it. More hog, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, Chester, man. He finally called in.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's you always find the one you're looking for, right, you know, after it
would,
after it would have done any good.
What, the sound effect?
Yeah.
Maybe you should go through them before the show.
I did. I just couldn't remember where it was.
That's because you're old.
I have lots of them.
He also doesn't know where his keys are or where he left his pants.
Oh, crap.
Which, everyone, is a joke, because we all know that Alan is spinning the copter every time doing the show.
Damn kids, get off of my lawn.
You're spinning the copter, aren't you, Alan?
Not at the moment.
Can you spin the copter for me?
No. So anyway.
But he'll think of you the next time he does.
No, I won't.
I bet he will. Yeah, there's no way.
It's like saying don't think of elephants, right?
Right.
That's right. Yeah. The next time you step out of the shower and you see your reflection in that mirror, you're going to be like, no, I shouldn't. I kind of have to. And you're going to spin that copter and you're going to be like, damn you, weird. Just email me after you do it.
Dope. Oh, man.
My work here is done, people.
Thank you.
So explain the difference. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know.
Brita, you're a woman. Let us hear you roar.
The only thing those two women... Well,
no.
No. I'm going to have to look up the definition of cougar because I don't think I'm old enough yet.
You just got to start going after some 20-year-old boys and then you will be.
Ugh, no.
I don't think there's like an age. Like if you are born after XX 1970 whatever equals cougar.
Yeah. I just think a foxy lady who is no longer young and dumb, who's on the prowl.
Actually, it's according to the Urban Dictionary. Oh, wait a minute. No.
It's a sexual act involving mint and a cucumber and a limp dick.
Anyway, I was going to say the difference between the two photos. They're both women holding rifles, and the thing that I really thought was the difference is offensive and defensive use of a rifle. You know.
Yep.
Actually, the big thing I saw is cultural. Is it's one of those things of the. I mean, we're talking about real women here, so you can't be generalized. You know, if it was just a picture of a woman wearing a hijab and a picture of an American woman with a rifle, what's the difference? Not really any. I mean, it's one of those things of the, even if you live in England or Iran or Tunisia or Malaysia or wherever, you have the right to keep and bear arms. This is not just an American thing. This is a human right.
Sure.
And if your government restricts you on that, well, they're wrong. Is you have the right to defend yourself. You have the right, you have the right to protect your life, liberty, and property. No matter what your government says or anything like that, this is not a cultural thing. This is a human thing. And it goes across the board. Brita, go try to strangle one of your cats and see how scratched up you get. And humans humans are tool using creatures. That's the whole reason why, we suck compared to everything in the animal kingdom, yet we eat them. And that's because we are tool users. And essentially, banning firearms is essentially saying, oh, we're going to make us toothless. We're going to take away what makes us human. And that's not okay. That's not right. So if it was just generic people, it would not, it'd be a pretty stupid meme. And it wouldn't even be worth commenting on. But the bottom line is they're using a real person. And as far as I can tell, if you're an American, you get to be an internet sensation. If you make, take good photographs, have it be on poignant and provocative conversations. And it doesn't help if you're a little easy on the eyes. And if you're a Muslim and you want to be famous, it's a good idea to kill some people.
Well, there's that. But I think it speaks more about the person or the people who made this particular comparison. You know, somebody, some liberal out there set up this original photo. Compare that, they put the two photos together and put the caption, right? Mm-hmm. I think it says more about that person than any sort of response that we could have to it. I think... I'm assuming that the person who made this picture up is a liberal, anti-gun, anti-Christian, anti-whatever. they are equating American Christians who own guns with terrorists. Whether or not that woman in the picture was a terrorist, you know, it says more about the person that actually made the picture up than...
Oh, it says a lot about them.
They're actually probably more worried about the woman in front of the American flag than they are the Islamic woman.
The
Islamic woman's not going to vote for a Republican.
That's right.
Well, of course they are. I mean, these are people, this is probably a very, you know, someone who has never experienced much of life outside of, you know, their little world in the United States, ivory tower, whatever. And, you know, in their mind, whatever their liberal college professors have told them about, you know, rednecks in the United States, gun owning, you know, Bible thumping, bitter clingers, is the truth. If you don't have any, like, real world experience and you don't read history and you don't know what's going on in the world aside from what MSNBC tells you, sure, that's going to be, it's perfectly reasonable to equate those two women.
Yeah, you dig into the whole redneck thing too. I mean, when it comes to your anti-gun comics, I actually did a blog post on this earlier this week, was pointing out that whenever there's an anti-gun comic where there's human beings depicted in it, the pro gun straw man that they decide to make is always overweight, but definitely overweight in a burly sort of sense. They're built like a lumberjack, so they're fat, but they're fat in a way that they're also muscled, so they're menace. They're fat in a menacing way.
Yeah,
they've got a scowl on their face. They're, you know, they're completely, you know, they're completely antisocial, and you know, generally it usually helps to throw a Confederate flag in there somewhere and all of that stuff. And every single, you know, there aren't that many because let's face it, the liberals have, you know, have definitely cornered the cartoon world, and, you know, I think we can let them have it. But when you find pro-gun cartoons, every single one that I have ever seen shows the lefty or the anti-gun person looking perfectly normal. There'll be a pro-gun person and an anti-gun person talking in the comic strip, and they both look the same. They're just regular people, and the strip makes its point by the illogical nature or the, you know, the weird statements made by the anti-gun person. And they're just as much a straw man. I'm not trying to get up on a high horse, but, you know, when you mentioned like what their professors told them about the rednecks mm-hmm. redneck is essentially the Jim Crow nigger. It's a caricature. And you see all these old Jim Crow things with the, you know, the blackface people with the, you know, the huge noses and the big crazy lips and the, you know, and the and they've got the bright white lips and the jet sooty black faces, and they're all, you know, lazy and cowardly and gluttonous, and you know what, this is what they're like, so it's a good thing we've got them in chains.
Well,
it's a good thing we don't let them out in public.
It's the same thing Barack Obama said, you know, these people clinging, bitter people clinging to their guns and their Bibles or whatever he was talking about.
Yep.
And that's, well, you know, it's trying to create this otherness, you know, liberals try to create, it's a good tactic when you're trying to, you know, gain people to your side. You try to create this otherness of...
Well. Couple that, you know, with all the images of saying, you know, oh, you people with your guns, you know, we've got Predator drones and artillery pieces and A-10 warthogs and battleships and all that. And they want a civil war.
Sure.
They absolutely do. There's a huge contingency out there that
they may get it. They may get it with this whole immigration thing. They may get it. You know, the news isn't really covering it as much as they should be right now, but I think people are realizing the truth even without the news now, you know, and they may get it.
Hey, they see the writing on the wall for November and they need new voters.
And it's also it's one of those things. I mean, Jay, you're a biologist. I'm sure you did a little stint in immunology where you learn about like the hunter killer cells, and some of them just take a little protein door and just put them in the cell. So now all of a sudden the cell can't control the inside to the outside, destroys the border.
Right.
And what happens to the cell, Jay?
It dies.
It dies. Yep. Death is not being able to determine your inside from your outside. And that's exactly that biology lesson always pops into my head every time this whole border debate comes through. Is just the suddenly when you just completely get rid of the border, because that's what they're doing. I mean, there's not a question of, oh, we're not really going to defend the border, or we're not building a fence, or we're not going to set up machine gun nests, or what have you, for whatever the extreme idea is. No, we're just not going to have a border. If you can sneak into this country, ta-da, you're a citizen. Congratulations, you won.
Oh.
Well, and this is another one of those issues where they can beat the living hell out of the Republicans, because they just like confusing the public with assault weapons and machine guns, they blur the line between legal and illegal immigrants. See, if you're against thousands of people pouring over the borders illegally and being dumped into cities and sucking your tax dollars, obviously you hate immigrants. You heartless bastard.
Have you seen what's going on now that, like, they're busing all these illegals into California?
Yeah, and Massachusetts.
The homeless people in California are all up in arms and angry because the government is working to house these illegal immigrants and not them. This is the situation.
And they're going to drink up all the Mad Dog 2020.
Yes. But you have to, we were talking about this last night, and this is so evil. It is just incredibly evil. For this administration to do this to people, send your children to us. We don't know how to take care of them. We don't have anywhere to put them. They're probably going to be snatched up by, child prostitution and human traffickers. But send us your children. And Mike said last night, do you remember the movie Conan with James Earl Jones? I said, yeah, of course I do. He said, you know that one scene where James Earl Jones is he's talking about power. And he's talking about how the flesh is more powerful than steel. And he's talking to Conan. And he's standing next to a cliff. And up on top of the cliff are these beautiful women standing on the cliff. And James Earl Jones says to one of the women, come to me, my child, come to me. And she jumps off the cliff and dies. And he says, that is what Obama is doing to those children. Just to prove his own power.
Yep.
I find it interesting. I forget who it was that first posted the picture of the Ilion Gonzalez raid.
Oh, yeah.
Previous Democratic administrations returned children to third world hellholes at machine gun point.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, just send them, Send them here. They get here. Okay. No harm, no foul. We'll feed them and clothe them and dick around for fucking decades trying to decide what to do.
Give them all the welfare they want and don't...
Right. In-state tuition.
And we'll fight against voter ID laws. Remember, right. This is one hand wash of the other. They're willing to house and give welfare cards and all of this stuff to these people, but God forbid they cannot help the three people on the goddamn planet that do not have a state ID, because you can't fucking live in this country if you don't.
You obviously hate old people and minorities if you require an ID be shown to vote.
Yep. And all of that. And so, and all these people talking about there have been so few cases of, of in-person voter fraud being caught.
Huh.
How the hell are you going to do it? Even if you suddenly realize that so-and-so, voted in the election. I mean, you can't. Once the ballot is in the box, it's gone forever. You know, it's, I mean, it's suddenly just one in a pile of identical ballots and all that. I mean, just, it's an unenforceable crime. You can't have cameras in there, so you can't catch them in the act. And if you're dealing with, like, voter fraud where, you know, oh, look, it's Donald Duck at 123 Main Street. Mm-hmm. Well, if someone comes in and says, I'm Donald Duck at 123 Main Street, that's a valid ID. They're not going to say, no, that's not a real person. No, that's not a real name. They're not allowed to say that. Your name's on the roster. It's obviously true. Your parents obviously did a ton of drugs and named you Donald Duck. You know, sort of idea. I mean, it's just, it's one hand washes the other. Is you know, the old Democrat plantation we just spoke about, the new Democrat plantation, instead of farming cotton, they're farming votes.
We have a caller.
Okay. Yay!
It's MDev.
It's our weekly MDev.
Don't answer it!
Too late.
He needs his own intro music.
He does. I don't really have any MDev intro music. Wait.
We can have T-Bolt sing it.
I have I have this.
Am I supposed to hear something?
It's MDev.
Hi, MDev.
And I even turned my work radio down for you guys, so it doesn't quite sound like I'm in the back of the control car.
Aw. No airplane hangar, MDev.
Well, I'm still in a glass box, but, you know, it is what it is. So.
Calling us from a phone booth? Do those even exist anymore?
Pretty sure they don't.
Well, you know, at least once, I'm going to call into the school report from the Bluetooth connection inside my motorcycle helmet, and you're just going to hear a whole bunch of wind.
There's my impression of the call.
And you'll know it's me.
Oh, it's MDev. He's on his motorcycle.
All right, I think we definitely need to do the top five list of most dangerous MDevs.
Oh, absolutely.
Number one is definitely MDev.
Yeah.
And I think number two might be MDev.
Yeah, and number three is MDev, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I think you're right, though. I think.
But number two is MDev.
I actually have a question about the Rolling Stoner.
But number one is Derringer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I mean, it was hilarious to me because, honestly, fully honestly, I didn't think it was serious. When I realized that the top five included, you know, all of them, I was like, oh, this is pretty good satire. This is pretty awesome. And then it sunk in. It's like, oh, this isn't satire.
It really did smack of Onion, didn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those articles where the Onion looks at it and goes, fuck, we can't top this.
The fuck we parodied.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, had the Onion published it, I would have been laughing. You know, it would have been like, oh, this is good satire, but it wasn't satire.
I was outraged that Muskets didn't make that list.
Well, that's true. That is true, but, you know, in most states, they're not firearms, so they have to be factually accurate.
That's true. They wanted to include muskets. They're trying to figure out a way.
That'll be on the next list of guns you can buy through the mail. No background check required.
Yep. Number one, bug assault.
No. Number one is black powder Derringer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Black powder Derringer.
Number one is squirt.
Pepper box.
A squirt.
See, Jay, I would have just loved if all of their pictures were, you know, things that are technically what they're describing, but not what they mean at all. Like, I would have loved if when they said pistol, they had showed, like, a legitimate AR pistol in, like, 308 or something. Because, you know, it's a pistol on a form, but, you know, even Dennis doesn't build a holster for it. So, I don't know. I just want to be interesting. Yeah, I didn't have any great top five lists. I was thinking of, like, you know, top five cars where it's like sedan, SUV, pickup truck.
Yeah.
That was about all I had.
Not dump trucks.
Five most dangerous natural predators: lions, tigers, bears, and George Takei.
Absolutely.
Oh my.
So I have a question. George Takei's husband is significantly younger than him, right?
I'm not sure, but yeah. Knowing what George Takei is worth, I hope so.
I
know where this is going.
Does that make him a cougar? I mean, you know?
I think it does.
In a certain way, he's his own kind of cougar.
Oh, dear.
Not really.
Cougar, Rita, you're obviously the you know.
It's more like a Komodo dragon.
The premier cougar.
I don't think Rita's old enough to be a cougar yet.
I don't think so either.
I've done the research.
What did Urban Dictionary say, Alan?
It just says an older lady, and it's just Rita's just not older yet.
That's no. She would be.
I don't wear animal prints at all.
Yeah.
My reference would
no
be
no LeMay.
It's not that she. It's not what her age is. It's what she's going after. Older lady in reference to her prey.
Oh my God.
And she needs to be a predator. And let me tell you, Rita is.
Rita is an apex predator.
Well, you know what? We should probably stop picking on Rita because I too had a birthday this week, and now I am at least numerically a year older than my wife. So, you know, we don't want to play this game because I'm officially in my late 20s now. So.
Oh my god!
I'm infant.
And my wife has reminded me every day. How does it feel to be pushing 30?
Oh.
I have T-shirts older than you, MDiv.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have a turtle older than you.
No, you don't. You've only had your turtle 21 years,
yeah, but
right?
She was older than that.
She was an adult when I got her, so she's...
Oh, I thought you said got her as a hatchling.
Yeah, to be fair, she probably wasn't that old when you got her.
All right, before I let you go,
did you find her in the wild?
I got to make Weird's Day in one great way.
Oh, what was that?
He's got to make Weird's Day.
Okay.
So, I was listening to a...
Is he underwater?
Sorry about that. Underwater. I was listening to a tech podcast, and the code names of the British version of the NSA... spying operations got released, and one of them was Operation Swamp Donkey. And I was like, oh, that's the one that spies on Weir.
Swamp? Oh my God, that's
swamp.
Awesome.
Swamp what?
Operation Swamp Donkey.
It was Operation Swamp Donkey.
Oh, nice. Cool. That must
and
be the one that spies on Weir.
I heard it yesterday on one of the Tech News podcasts, and I was like, I must tell Weir.
You know, that actually makes a lot of sense because you actually don't hear a whole lot of swamp donkey talk in Maine unless it's very, very far western Maine because it's actually a Canadian slang term. And that's the British Commonwealth, and that makes sense.
This is Weird's brain right at this moment.
As a matter of fact, dead ball's on, Alan. Dead ball's on.
All right, well, I will let you go, but since none of you folks gave me a birthday present, can I at least get a Dr. Roxo from Weird?
I do cocaine! Yeah! All
right.
Happy birthday,
go Dr. Now.
Roxo in ages.
That's why I only do one show a night, folks.
Yeah, he's gone.
I'm dead.
Right, we gotta get to this last story because it won't take long. But oh right. God, it's so just enjoyable.
What?
Oh, the one about
Obama's gonna pay my rent, woman.
Yeah. when you've lost Peggy Joseph, you've lost. You know.
Well, except for Obama doesn't have to run ever again. I don't know. I mean, it's amusing though. That woman that they caught after Obama got elected, and she had the stars in her eyes, and was
he's going to pay my rent and put gas in my car. And...
Exactly. He's I'm gonna get Obama money from his stash. Uh-huh. You know, sort of, you know, mob mentality crap.
Poor, dumb Peggy Joseph.
Yep, and she went, no, you know what? As a matter of fact, he done fucked up. But of course, I gotta say, I'm amused by the story, but unfortunately, I can't take a victory lap or anything like that for that, because it's one of those things of the, I don't know anybody who like is still in love with Obama. There's a couple of like the people that are like the hardcore Dem hacks, the left wing versions of Rush Limbaugh, who Rush Limbaugh hated John McCain because John McCain was always going against the establishment Republicans. So John McCain was hell on high heels and was just the worst person on the planet. And then suddenly he got the Republican nomination. Then John McCain was the greatest conservative this planet ever saw, you know, sort of idea. Because he's just a party wonk, sort of thing. And there's definitely those party wonks that will never, ever say anything bad about a Democrat. But, even the hardcore lefty true believers will talk about what a turd Obama is. And even I've heard so many people call him right wing.
Well, they are, because they don't think he's commie enough for them.
Exactly. And all that. And so, but then turn around and, you know, in a couple of years, we're going to be looking at Elizabeth Warren.
Yep.
Because Hillary is either going to prematurely die or just simply choose not to run.
We have another caller.
Oh, let's talk to the caller.
Area code 301, I think it was.
Afternoon delight.
We got T-Bow rolled.
We actually need to cut that out. And when MDev calls in, we need to run those.
That'll be MDev's theme song.
Yes.
T-Bow singing Afternoon Delight.
Yep. Skyrockets in flight, motherfucker.
and Rita's going to get the live version at Pensick.
Oh, no.
I will. Yes. It should be very enjoyable.
Festive. Make sure you bring a recorder.
We have it recorded already.
Yeah, and by recorder, he means one of those weird plastic flute things.
Yes, exactly. So you can accompany him.
I think I have one of those, actually.
Oh, guess what I have?
Yes, a cock flute.
A didgeridoo.
You do not.
My daughter thought it was the most amazing thing on the planet.
You have to play it the next show.
It's not this.
I can do that, but that's a little bit more of a vuvuzela.
It is, actually.
Vuvuzela.
Is it vuvuzela?
Yeah, it's vuvuzela.
All right, whatever. I like vuvuzela. No, that's not it either. But the...
Rocky, you're the one. Come on, sing with me.
But the... I've got a dig. I'll bring it. I suck at it though. My chops have been destroyed since it's my second didgeridoo. But I threw the other one in the trash because it was just collecting dust in my dorm room, and I just went, you know what? What the fuck am I doing with this thing? And I got rid of it. And I'm glad I did, because it would have just continued collecting dust until finally I said, oh, my daughter will be amused by this. So I bought a new one, and it's better than the old one, kinda.
I cannot say I've known anyone who owns a didgeridoo. Are you like a hippie? I've known hippies with didgeridoos.
No, I'm a tuba player. It is one of.
I don't see the connection, but okay.
The mouthpiece is very, very similar.
A didgeridoo is like a long straight tuba.
Yeah, and
it's a didgeridoo tuba.
What is it made out of?
This one's made out of PVC. Both of them might have been PVC, but they're traditionally made out of gumwood.
Okay.
Also known as eucalyptus.
You're made out of Gumby? That's horrible.
Yes. Yes. He says, I'm Gumby, damn it. But they're traditionally made out of hollowed out eucalyptus trees. But
with koalas stuck to them.
But I cannot afford those because those are expensive and I'm not that good of a player. So I'm not gonna spend like, you know, $80 on one.
Obama's Justice Department will come and shut you down for not paying the appropriate tax on the wood.
That's right.
Yes. But yeah, but no, I...
Gibson's didgeridoo department took a real big hit.
If you know someone who's a tuba player who does not have a didgeridoo, they're doing themselves a disservice because there's no keys, there's no register change. It's all done with your embouchure. And so if you get good at a didgeridoo, you get badass at a tuba.
Well, guess what?
We're out of time.
It's out of time.
Cue the yakety sax.
Apparently the patent is off yakety sax.
You know, I never really found Benny Hill funny.
Oh, gosh.
Brita, you have to hate Benny Hill.
No, yeah. I loved it. I loved it.
Really?
You hate Monty Python, but you love Benny Hill.
I know. I don't. It's what
in the blue fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Benny Hill's hilarious.
No, not really.
Yeah,
Benny Hill is horrifically misogynist.
Yes, awful.
I mean, it's like to the point where even women haters like, damn.
I'm sorry. I pretty much view Benny Hill as British hee-haw, which is another thing that I just
yeah,
never
that's
got.
A good. That's a good. Yeah,
it kind of was.
It yeah. really was, and it's one of those like I never got hee-haw either.
With women running around in knickers.
You need to learn how to play yakety sax on your didgeridoo.
You can't play yakety sax on a didgeridoo. It's got like four resonance tones, and only two of which I can play.
If you wonder, well, okay, Benny Hill. You know the.
Benny Hill killed a girl in 1972?
No. I think of Benny Hill, and I think of
Hee-haw.
Those American variety shows that were very popular.
Lawrence Welk?
No.
One Toke Over the Line?
Like Laugh-In.
It was very much like Laugh-In. Yeah.
Only Laugh-In didn't have, you know, naked women.
Titties?
although it did have a very young, what's her name?
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn, yeah.
Yeah, not that she looks all that different.
She's in Jabba the Hutted.
Yeah.
Oh, is she gotten big now?
No.
Oh, yeah. Has she?
I don't think so.
Goldie
she's
Hawn?
Like 80 or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Give her a break, man.
She's probably in her 70s, but it's kind of like, it wouldn't surprise me if she was like Lauren Bacall. Lauren Bacall did real, real well, and then she just dropped off a cliff.
Hey.
Former Mrs. Bogart.
Yes, right.
Have you seen her kids, by the way? Some of them look just like Bogey. It's awful.
Well,
I think that's a show.
Okay. No, I don't want to. I refuse.
We've beaten this dead horse until it's starting to smell.
I thought it was a fun show.
It was. It was.
And that's Sally Struthers. You know, Murgi may be right. Maybe yeah. Sally Struthers. No. Goldie Hawn just had plastic surgery until her face melted off. She looks like John Kerry now.
Oh, yeah.
Kathleen Turner.
Oh, yeah. There's another one.
What happened there? I don't know. Anyway, good night, folks.
Yep. See y'all next week.
Good night, Internet.
I'm still staying here.
Bye.
You just keep listening to your podcast. I am still here. Those other people are going away.
Weird.
But you know what? It's this is just me and you people talking.
Weird's going to have a sit-in. He's gonna broadcast live.
Next week,
he's
going
to occupy Score Report.
He's going to occupy Score Report. He's gonna be live
call
streaming
that number and
24/7.
Talk just to me. Oh,
we can
be
just
great
post your
could,
personal phone number if you want.
If I could have a filibuster.
Filibuster.
Are we still live?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Hang up. Good night. Good night, everybody.